Well, during this National FFA Week, I thought it'd be kind of fun to see what happens sometimes when FFA students enjoy the experience so much that they decide to make it a career later in life. Haley Carlson is with us this morning. Haley is an Atlantic High School graduate who had an opportunity to study at Iowa State and had this idea that all along that what she really wanted to do was to be involved again in FFA. So now she's an ag instructor and the FFA advisor at West Sioux High School. And we'll visit a little bit about her experience. Haley, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. Did I get your resume pretty close to being accurate?
I think so, yeah. It sounds about right to me.
Hard to believe. It seemed like just yesterday that you were working here with us part-time when you were in school here at KJAN, in addition to all the other things you were involved in. But FFA seemed to always have a special place in your heart.
It did. It was the place I felt like I fit in, be myself, and it gave me just a purpose in high school.
Why? I mean, why do you think that is? What felt made it feel like that for you?
I think part of it was I felt like I knew what I was talking about when I was talking about agriculture, and I had lived it my life, and I related to other kids who were in there, and I was looking for something where I fit. As a freshman, I just didn't feel like I fit anywhere. And sophomore year, when we got Eric Miller in as a new advisor and teacher, and he let me go on all these cool trips and meet all these new people, it was a place where I wanted to be and I wanted to do everything. And so it really gave me drive, and it gave me excitement. And so I grew to love it. I grew a passion for it. And so that's kind of how I ended up where I ended up.
Do you feel like you were kind of one of the shyer students maybe when you were younger until you found yourself in FFA?
I wouldn't say shy. Neither would probably my parents. But I felt like my friends had sports, and they really enjoyed sports, or they were really good at dance, or they were really good at some sort of thing. And I didn't feel like I really had that grasp on anything until I hit FFA, and I was like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And I felt like I did grow as a public speaker, and definitely even as a high schooler, you go from, well, I don't know if they'll be my friend, to I have 10 friends at this event, and I know I'm going to go talk to all of them, and I'm going to make new friends, and it really pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Well, I know you were pretty driven, and it seemed like you had a pretty good idea of what you wanted to do when you finished college and got that degree. Did you ever waver much on what your thoughts and plans were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it was sophomore and junior year of college. I've been outside of the classroom, outside of the FFA world for just a little too long that I wasn't sure if I was going to end up back in the classroom. And so I was nervous going into student teaching. And I think I told my cooperating teacher about 2 weeks in, I said, this is it. I absolutely love this. This is what I want to do with my life. And I was sunk. I was good. I was right back to where I wanted to be. But there was a time I wasn't sure.
Well, I know in reading some of the literature from the National FFA organization, they talk so much about the importance of having quality instructors, but then they also follow it up with the fact that it just seems like there's quite a shortage and a lot of openings out there to fill in the FFA world. Was that something that was attractive to you right away, knowing there were some great opportunities?
It was. Every interesting job security, and knowing that they're always looking for more ag teachers, they're always going to be an opening, and the potential to grow and develop a program that you want, and if it wasn't, you can move and easily find a new job, was definitely an attractive quality for being an ag teacher.
Why FFA for you? Do you feel like the experience that you had was such that you just feel driven to give that back to other students?
Yeah, I do. When I first walked into National FFA Convention the first time and seeing all those blue jackets, it kind of gives you a sense of, wow, there's all these people that are just like me. And especially where I am now here at West Sioux, those kids have never had that experience. None of them. And some of their parents don't even know. So being able to show them and give them that experience and say, hey, you can do this, has definitely been rewarding. And it's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give back to people what I got from FFA.
Do you use some of your personal experiences to help guide you in the coursework that you prepare every day for these students?
Yeah. Yeah, that's some of the best times to use it. I'm only 23. But I definitely use my FFA experiences and my life experiences to guide my curriculum and my courses because kids relate to that more. They understand more when you say, hey, I know what you're going through, or I've been what you've been through, and to give them the opportunity to show them, hey, you can do FFA, you can do this. Like, if you're not good at school, or you're not good at sports, or you don't have a place, like, this can be your place.
Well, now, of course, you're still relatively young when it comes to new instructors fresh out of college. And FFA fosters kind of, it seems like the relationships that students have with some of the FFA instructors are so much different than they might have with some other classroom teachers. Does the age thing with you, being that you're not that far removed from being in FFA yourself, is that something that's particularly attractive?
It is. It helps in it some days more than others. It helps a lot to be able to talk to people. I was just in high school. My sister's still in high school. And to help, you know, a lot of even the seniors, they're going off to college to say, hey, I just got out of college. Like, what are you looking for? And to really relate to them. It's super helpful as a young teacher.
Do you find that you're using some of the things that maybe Mr. Miller and some of your other instructors in FFA over time have used to reach the students of today?
I think so. Yeah. I call my old instructor, I call Mr. Miller at least once every 2 weeks or so, honestly, just to get advice and to get help still. And so that way I can do the best for my kids and give them the best that I can give them. And I also have a cooperating teacher here who I've learned a lot from. He's been an ag teacher for, he probably doesn't want to admit, maybe 20 years. So it's been great to keep learning and then apply those practices in my classroom.
Well, and some things, there's no sense reinventing the wheel. If you had great experiences, you might as well use some of those to help reach some of the kids of today. Hey, talk a little bit about the West Sioux FFA program. You came from a pretty strong program here in Atlantic. We have other strong programs here in Southwest Iowa. How's FFA? Is it pretty strong up there in Northwest Iowa?
You know what? It is, but has been kind of not cared for. In the past 10, 20 years. And so working with my cooperating teacher, Matt, and the school administration and the community, we have 40 FFA members now, which is about, maybe a little less than a fourth of the school, which is fabulous. I have a whole officer team that's super dedicated. Our community put together funds to get us a greenhouse. So our greenhouse, you're moving in a few short weeks to get built. So we're really starting to grow and teach the kids what it means to be an FFA because they don't know. And so starting from the bottom and working their way up, I have a student receiving an Iowa degree this year. And I have a bunch of students super excited to do contests and get involved. So we're super excited to hit the ground running as hard as we can and really bring them up to speed.
Well, and FFA being so much a student-run organization the way it is, it's really a grassroots organization. It's got to be exciting for these kids to know that they're helping to build something.
They are. They're super excited, and that's what we preach a lot, saying, hey, if you want to be involved, now is the time because it's starting with you guys and you will set the standard for future years. And they're taking on the challenge. I got a whole committee and a whole officer team dedicated this week to getting activities done for National FFA Week. And they're super excited about it, and they're taking charge. You can start to see that they're really starting to grab hold and make it their own, which makes my job a lot easier and my job a lot more enjoyable.
You bet. Well, and you also need community support, too. That means emotional support, but also the financial support to help make it a positive experience for the students. I know you had that when you were a student here in Atlantic. Are you building that there?
We are, yeah. Like I said, my co-teacher, Matt, has been here for a number of years already, and with him and just getting out in the community and advertising, like, hey, we're fundraising for a greenhouse. The community stepped up and they're like, well, what do you need? So we have a fully funded greenhouse with plenty of spare money to get it really started and going. And then we have even more support. They asked us, what else do we need? So we have storage barns that will help store our equipment and supplies for the greenhouse. And I can foresee for sure in a few years, if I ask for our kids to have a test plot or to have an animal lab, they're so willing. And with COVID this year, we can't quite get out for a field trip. But I have plenty of people that are like, when you want to, just give us a call and we'll set something up. So I'm super excited for my kids to get those experiences outside of the classroom as well.
You bet. Well, you probably already relate a lot of that emotion and excitement, but give them the advice. Tell youngsters why they should get involved in something like FFA.
FFA is for everyone, and it sounds super cliche, but it really is. Whether you're a town kid, whether you're a farm kid, whether you know anything about agriculture or everything, they're going to include you, and they're going to help you build not only knowledge and skills in agriculture, but knowledge and skills about life. I use a lot of it every single day in my life, and it builds friendships. We talk about it's not what you know, it's who you know. I have friends all over the state. I have friends all over the Midwest that I'm not afraid to call because I met them through FFA. I preach to my kids here. I'm like, hey, I know this person. Like, they were a national FFA officer. Like, it's so much fun to get to know people and where they come from and their story. So it gives you just a sense of belonging. And for my two cents, it for sure gives you a leg up when you are looking to graduate high school or go to college, because people love agriculture and FFA students and they love to support them through their academics. And I was fortunate enough that through that and through my studies, I was able to go to college free of charge.
Well, and don't forget, the job opportunities after college are very important, and there are definitely some opportunities out there in this field. So,
absolutely.
Always got to think ahead and think about the future there, too. Possibilities. Very good. Well, Haley Carlson, thank you so much. Continued success up there at West Sioux Community Schools. Hope you continue to enjoy and brighten some of these kids and make some of the next generation of some of these FFA instructors.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.